The Pinder Report, brought to you by Motorworks. Bring in your BMW for the best repairs and service in the city and the best price. They'll beat any competitor on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
Ryan Pinder.
Ryan Pinder.
Ryan Pinder.
Oh, Jay, thank you. Appreciate that. Flames in action last night. Jay's a little matinee ball in Dunedin, Florida. North Division shutouts. And a new home for an NFL icon. It's all ahead in the Pinder Report, where we start with the Calgary Flames.
Pissed my pants last night.
Oh, yeah. Same top nine. The lines were not a lot of change there, Dino, but there was a little shuffle on the fourth line. Levo, Nordstrom, and Simone. Mm-hmm. All of the prized near-league minimum signings together on one fourth line for one night only. Glenn Godden, Buddy Robinson, take a seat. Same goalies for both teams as there was in round two of this 5-over-6 stretch between the Sens and the Flames. Wasn't a good warm-up for the men last night. Don't know if you noticed this, gentlemen. Johnny flips a backhand that catches Monahan in the face. Riddick knocked over. Two other Flames collide. Okay. Well, you know, hopefully things will be a little better once the real game starts. Flames' first power play of the game saw the Ottawa Senators have the best chance while shorthanded. Meanwhile, it was Tim Stützle with a great look on their power play. Riddick was strong early. We were scoreless after 20 minutes. In the second, Matthew Tkachuk with a good chance. Then Elias Lindholm. Both stopped. And after a few big saves on Josh Norris, the Sens finally broke through.
Stützle into the high slot. Gives it to Anisimov, who shoots and scores. Artem Anisimov puts a knuckle puck pass to David Riddick.
Was it a knuckle puck or was it tipped off Nesterov? I don't know, but it was a poor exchange. Lucic to Bennett. Neither did great on either end of the pass. And then off Nesterov and in. 1-0 Ottawa. And then...
Skid it across the Flames line and drop it. Batherson shoots and scores!
That's a lazy back check, Johnny. Not good enough. Timeout Flames. Uh-oh. Down 2-0. We've been here before, right? The Flames have been down 2-0 in a game and...
Once, I think.
Then Tim Stützle with the hit on Tanev. Ah! That didn't look nice. A little face to the dasherboard action. Flames would respond on the following power play.
Backlund across the red line. Slides it ahead to Lucic, who steps in and shoots. Gets stopped. Picks up his own rebound and scores! Milan Lucic!
All right, we got a game. Nice rush from Backlund through the middle. Lucic strong to the net. The Flames were within one, but
Riddick gives it away. Batherson shoots and scores. David Riddick gives the puck away to the wrong guy.
Yeah, wrong guy indeed. Riddick misplay. Is the puck just left the trapezoid, guys, and he kind of freaked out. He didn't know he couldn't touch it, so he just swatted at it quick and hoped the ref didn't notice. Problem was he swatted it right to, you know, the guy with a 6-game goal streak that he'd already extended earlier in the game. And what the hell's gotten into Drake Batherson? Holy. This guy's on fire. What is this?
That's Normie's. That's son? Normie's boy. Normie Batherson.
He's on fire.
Fire!
Yeah. So hot.
The building is on fire.
Fire!
Not only is he on fire. You cannot put a fire extinguisher to that man.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I'll just step all over that. Sorry.
That's all right. 22 shots for the Sens in the period. 3-1 after 40. Down by 2, third period. A little revenge. Rasmus Anderson enacts on Stützle for the hit on Tanev. Good Branson. Actually makes it coincidentals, which is a little silly. Riddick makes his toe save. Matt Murray with maybe his best saves of the night on Backlund and Tkachuk back-to-back around the net. Sens would add an empty netter, and then a late garbage time goal, 5-1 the final.
I just think I'm going to barf.
Milan Lucic postgame.
It seems like all season long, every time we get into these situations where we dig ourselves back in and we cut the lead in half, we manage to shoot ourselves in the foot again by not managing the puck. You know, not managing the clock, not managing the puck. And you hear a lot of outside noise talk about coaching and all this type of style of play and all this bullshit, but you know, that has nothing to do with the coaches. That has everything to do with the guys that are playing and the guys on the ice. You know, they're the ones that have to manage the puck. Even, you know, myself, you know, on the first goal, instead of trying to make the play to Benny, I got to get that in. And, you know, that's one of the examples. And we find a way to shoot ourselves in the foot time and time again. And that's on us.
Not good, boys. Here's the data on the Flames. Their last 10 games, that feels like a decent sample, hey? Like, just around.
Well, when you're only playing 50, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, round number, yeah.
20% of the season, a little more than that. Just a single goal in 7 of those 10.
Oh.
Just one. So whoever's in net tonight, just stop them all.
Who cares?
That seems like a problem, doesn't it? And maybe it wasn't the line combos after all, Dean, hey?
No,
it was the old Jazz standards or the new depth lines. Maybe it's about giving a bleep and not who's passing you the puck.
Yeah, you can take that and mix it pretty much any way you want. The coach is not, the line combos are not the spark. It's got to come from within the chest cavity of some of those guys to get it going, and it was not there last night.
Flames are now 10-11-2 on the season, as Matthew Tkachuk pointed out when he was asked where the team's at. 10-11-2. It's an easy answer. They sit 1 point back of the Habs, which sounds good. Habs hold the final playoff spot, but they also have 3 games in hand on the Flames.
Ooh, that's bad.
Yeah, next action will be Thursday at the Dome against the suddenly not so lowly Sens. I really don't even know anymore, guys. I don't know. We went into this series and I said if they could match the Sens' work ethic, they'd probably win every game. Well, they did it once out of 3. They got 2 to go. Tuck feel confident about anything this team does right now. Their effort swings wildly night to night. They seem too content to lose. It's a fragile group where anything goes wrong, they seem to collapse. And they got a first-time head coach trying to figure it all out, too. Well, at least they've got a guy who wants out, who's playing his trade value down to 0 in a year that teams have to be wary of an expansion draft.
Oof.
Thoughts?
Brother, 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 brother,
brother,
brother,
brother,
brother,
brother,
brother,
brother,
brother,
brother,
brother.
Oh, right. And Brady's up 2-1 now on Matthew.
Well, I was going to say, you know who I really like is that Brady Tkachuk.
Yeah, good player.
You know, he's flying around in scrums and sticking up for teammates. I like that guy a lot.
Well, we probably need like a contract impasse this offseason coming up, and then settle on a 1-year, 2-year thing, and then get into ARB and bicker there, and then you know, you could probably maybe even offer sheet him. No, they got the space, they'd match. Yeah, 4 or 5 years, you could get him here, right?
Well, yeah, I would guess after the last 3 games, he's aching to come here based on what he's seen.
Oh, totally. Yeah, his brother.
Yeah.
Look at how much these guys like each other. Dean, did you hear their post game after they got beat by Dallas when basically they needed to play another minute to be up 3-1 in a series?
Uh-huh.
Highlights from last night elsewhere. Less depressing games. Hurricanes, Panthers. Look at this. The Panteros up 2-1 late.
Hages turns on the Jets. Leaves it for Aho. Aho. Dementis, he scores! What a beauty! Marty Natchez.
That was the overtime winner. It was Vinny Trocheck tying the game with just 93 seconds remaining. 2 late ones. Trocheck, the former Panther. Natchez, good luck spelling his last name, has the dagger in overtime. Vancouver, Winnipeg, Canucks had lost 4 in a row. They're due!
Goes left wing boards for Gaudette. Back to Myers. Long wrister scores! Tyler Myers beats Connor Hellebuck up high with a great screen in front from Tanner Pearson. And the Canucks lead 3-0.
Sure they do. They'd add an empty netter. Demko records his first career shutout. Is that right?
That's correct, Ryan.
How's that possible?
Well, he hasn't played a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And in every other game that he's played, he's allowed at least a goal.
Right. So then this was his first career shutout.
That's
there
right.
Go.
Yeah.
Wild Golden Knights. All Minnesota. Got a little money down. 10 minutes to play. They're up by 2. Whoo! What am I going to spend this money on? Huh? Oh, no.
Maybe.
Vegas was very good.
Now they drop it. Vegas wins. Stone to the right. Hague scores! Pacioretty feeds the slot. Stone in front. They score! Alex Tuck tips it all. 4-4 tie. 41 seconds to go. Stone coming in. It's now a 2-on-1. Stone centers. And they score! Pacioretty wins it in overtime on the 5th. Set up by Mark Stone. 5-4 Vegas in overtime.
With fans.
Yeah, there were a few scattered around the building.
2,600.
There you go. 5 primary assists for Mark Stone.
Whew. Stone dog.
He's a little better than his brother, huh? Probably can't shoot it as hard, though,
Can't
Blues
help.
Ducks.
Can't help yourself.
No, man. Blues Ducks.
Sanford to the empty net. He scores! A shorthanded empty net goal for Zach Sanford. And the St. Louis Blues have made it a 5-3 game.
Felt like a nothing goal, but they would win 5-4 in front of Ville Husso. Isaac Lundestrom with the hat trick in the loss.
Oh boy, Isaac.
Yeah. Is that any relation to Mr. Lundegaard?
I didn't know. I was going to ask.
Isaac Lundestrom, Mr. Lundegaard. Huh? Toronto-Edmonton. Leafs look good.
Marner waiting. One-timer Riley saved Koskinen. Rebound poked home. And Toronto makes it 3-0 on the power play.
Mikko Koskinen allowed 2 goals in the first 2 shots of the game. He'd actually make some saves after that before Savior Mike Smith came in. Back-to-back shutouts of the Oilers by the Leafs. That's impressive. That TJ Brody fixed their D, Dean. I told you. Is that what it is? It's got to be, right?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
It's got to be. Yeah.
Now, Mike Smith came in and was perfect on 13 shots.
Savior Mike Smith.
Right? So he's...
Hello. That's why we call him the Savior.
I understand.
Avalanche Sharks tied at 2 through 40. San Jose loves the third.
Meltzer's backhander save. Rebound, score! Kane now to EK 65, shoots, he scores! Erik Karlsson gets his first of the year. That is a beautiful slap shot. Now a steal and a breakaway for Leonard. Watch it, deep shoot, score! Back the other way after the save by Martin Jones. Out of nowhere, John Leonard pounces on the puck, makes the move on the defense, and fires one after the dink past Grubauer.
The puck comes over to the near side, cleared back out. Here's the empty net for Kane, score!
6-2 the final. Maybe we could ease off the EK 65 talk until he gets to, you know, like a half point per game or maybe 2 goals in the season.
And but even from a broadcasting standpoint, Ryan, you've done play-by-play. Would it not be harder to say EK 65 than just Karlsson?
Karlsson. Yes, and it sounds tacky, like you want to be friends with the players. Anyway, Sharks win 6-2. NHL tonight, Islanders, Devils. Senators, Habs.
Shooting for the Stanley Cup.
We've got, look at this battle. Philadelphia against Pittsburgh.
It sure was nice of Mr. Burns to invite us for a midnight dinner at his country house in Pennsylvania.
5 o'clock on Sportsnet West there. We'll take you to Pennsylvania. Buffalo against New York.
Nobody gives a shit about me.
Yeah, well, the Rangers. Detroit, Columbus.
The gun went off.
Vancouver, Winnipeg.
J-E-T-E Jets.
Carolina, Nashville.
I'm drunk right now.
And Tampa Bay, Dallas.
Lightning in a bucket.
There you go.
Just Major about League. Spit take. I was taking a sip of coffee. You just about got me on my brand new computer in here.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Jeff would be upset. I spit coffee all over the brand new computer.
Well, that's why I stay up all night, don't sleep, and I'm a grumpy, miserable human.
That's worth it.
Get a chuckle out of you once a week.
It's worth it.
My life goals have been achieved. Well, Major League Baseball, game 2 of the spring for the Jays. The Pirates visit beautiful Dunedin, Florida.
Here's the 3-1, and a swing and a fly ball hit out to deep center. Goodwin backing up near the track. Now just shy of it, he'll make the catch. Both runners will tag and advance. Panic will score. Tellez to third. Sack fly. Alejandro Kirk. Toronto up 1-0.
Yes, Locomotive Kirk with an RBI sack fly. Robbie Ray allowed just a single home run as an only hit. But it was to former Jay Anthony Alford that was the only earned run he had. He struck out a pair over 2 innings with throw 26 pitches. Known for being erratic. 24 of those 26 pitches for strikes yesterday. Okay, that's positive. Nate Pearson, just okay. Allowed an unearned run, struck out a pair in his inning of work, while 2020 first-round pick Austin Martin made a highlight reel catch it short. Also had a couple bobbles, a throwing error, and worked a 5-pitch walk and would steal a base. High event player. Rowdy Tellez now 3-for-4 in spring. He had a double yesterday. And the Phillies will make the short commute from Clearwater to face the Jays today in Dunedin. Couple of former Mets on the mound. Zach Wheeler opposite Steven Matz. George Springer will make his Grapefruit League debut at DH.
How excited are you to have that guy start swinging a bat?
Yeah, that'll be fun. And how excited are you to be able to watch the Yankees hit home runs again?
That one's driven deep to center field. Hill back on the track, looking up over the batter's eye. Oh, what a shot! Sanchez.
That was deep. Ridiculous.
Deep.
Yeah, it's a deep shot.
Deeper and deeper. Deeper. Spring's back. That's good. Above zero here. Snow melting. Yeah. Baseball on TV. Oh, yeah. NFL news. J.J. Watt has signed with the Arizona Cardinals, a two-year deal worth potentially $31 million. I think that D-line's getting a little more ferocious. Chandler Jones there already. The Texans all want to move to Phoenix, Dean, when they grow up. You in? You a Cardinal, Dean? Let's go.
Yeah, I'm not sure. What does Watt have left? Do you know what I mean? He's
enough to get $31 million over 2 years, I'd suggest. Yeah. And to have multiple teams that are in a contention window trying to, you know, bid for his services.
I guess
I hate
so.
J.J. Watt. He can beat it.
Oh, my goodness. He did all that for the people. Yeah.
That's kind of him, but I don't have to like him.
Raised so much money.
I've done lots for people, too. He ain't praising me. He can beat it.
I wish you bought Oleg Saprik and a Mercedes. That would have been a better ending.
Yeah.
NBA, let's go.
Boom, shakalaka.
Raptors, Pistons postponed tonight. Moved tentatively till tomorrow.
Not the day.
Issues. No. Mm-hmm. Tough with the Raps. They missed Sunday's game already. They couldn't field eight players. We'll see if they're able to do that. Tomorrow, it would set them up for a doubleheader on Wednesday and Thursday into the All-Star break. As for action tonight, that is going. Doubleheader on Sportsnet 1. Clippers-Celtics at 5:30. And the Suns and Lakers at 8 o'clock on Sportsnet 1.
Ha!
Yeah, that's your Pinder Report.
The Pinder Report, brought to you by Motorworks. Bring in your BMW for the best repairs and service in the city and the best price. They'll beat any competitor on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.